Kim, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Akilah Easter makes a return appearance to the show. She is a lifestyle expert, an etiquette coach, and we brought you in primarily to talk about the fact that the holidays are piling up. We've got a bunch of holidays coming up, and with all the strangeness that has been the last couple of weeks, we're afraid that maybe you might be sitting across from somebody at the Thanksgiving table whose views might be different from your own, and what is the best food to throw at that person?
You know, the drumstick is always the best right. one to go with. Right.
It's self-contained.
Yes.
Less mess to clean up.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I bet most families are not on the same page, and that's why during this whole election season, there are some family members that do not think the way I do, so mm-hmm. I never even brought it up.
Right. That's what I do. I try to stay as straight in the middle as I possibly can. But you know you have that uncle or you know you have that aunt who's going to bring it up. So you have to mentally prepare yourself before you walk into that door. I always prepare myself for the worst scenario, like Archie Bunk, like I'm going to meet Archie Bunk. Okay? So get ready for that.
And then jeez. Is this allowable? I have friends who do this, and I always think, boy, this is a novel idea, but I don't know if this would work everywhere, is to say to everybody invited, we're having a holiday, and there's to be no discussion of politics because some people might not handle it well. Can you do that?
Now, you know, once people start to drink during the holiday season,
oh boy.
You cannot control that. But I do. My idea would be is to write down one thing you feel political about, like one thing that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And put it in a jar and then have a neutral party pull it out. Read the statement. You don't know who said it, even though you probably do.
Yeah.
You don't know who said it. And have a discussion about it. Are you mature enough to have that type of discussion?
No.
About it?
I right? say you should just read it and say, okay, that's someone's views.
Yeah.
Next view,
move on. Yeah.
No discussion, but get this out now
that
and
does
leave
it
alone.
Out there. Right. I mean, and a lot of, there's articles that are coming. New York Times was talking about, or different articles, excuse me, have been talking about how the families, there's going to be divide at the table. So what
Without
are you going to do? What
right.
are you going to do? Remember what the holiday season is about. It's the Thanksgiving is about giving thanks. So you want to make sure that you're sitting there, maybe break the ice and talk about, you know, the cheesy thing. What are we all thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So maybe lighten the mood initially. And then if you have that uncle or aunt that you know you're going to banter with, go back and forth with them. If you're ready for it, if you mentally prepared, I would get my things lined up. Okay, but what about this? And what about this? I would be prepared. And then they would just sit there like, they, you know, they're going to get quiet once you have your prepared
sure.
speech, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I like it. I think that's a very smart idea. And I know it's one of those things where every family is different. Some families can temper it a lot better than others.
Yes.
So you have to know, of course, the people that you're sitting around and who
right.
can handle what.
And if you're going to somebody's house that you don't know their family,
yeah.
get the vibe before you go. So again, so you're mentally preparing yourself. So ask them, what is your grandfather like? Does he say whatever he wants? You know, those different types of things. And if you do go to somebody's house, I always start off with a host gift, bring a gift for them, and then they'll like you initially, right?
Good move. Buy their love.
Yes, of course.
That's a great move.
My kids in preschool made this thing called a thankerchief, and it basically was a toilet paper roll that they decorated, and they stuck a paper napkin in there, and you would pass that around the Thanksgiving table and say one thing that you're thankful for.
Yes.
And we've honestly tried to do it every year.
Yeah.
And it's been successful. I'm scared this year, though, that someone is going to say, I'm thankful Donald Trump is president.
Well,
so
that's what they're thankful for. You have to let them have that opinion.
And that's fine.
Yes.
But again, no discussion
right?
after that, correct?
Yeah, you just roll your eyes at them and then you move on to the next, right?
I like your idea of put it in a jar like a high-end game of charades.
Mm-hmm,
where you go,
mm-hmm.
It's not a movie. It's not about
right.
angry political discussion. Okay, let's run with this one.
Because you know all the comments are probably going to be about politics.
Yeah.
So you can start it. Just let everybody know that we know this is going to come up. Let's just break the ice and talk about it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What if you're I'm hosting this year, and sometimes people offer to bring something, and the reason I have it is because I can control the menu.
Yes.
So is it okay for me to say, like, if they suggest something, hey, I'd like to bring this. And I was thinking more of the lines of, I have that covered.
Right.
Is there some specialty dish you'd like to bring? Or,
and it's actually a faux pas to bring stuff to the holiday season, because the host has been thinking about this for probably months and having everything prepared. The menu goes, this goes with this, this goes with this.
That's
please.
Really true.
Right. And don't bring me 10 plates of cookies that I'm going to have to eat.
Oh,
for
cookies
the next
are always
three.
Welcome.
Like,
come on. Because you can send them home with people in the to-go bags.
Yeah, the to-go bags. We'll talk about that too. Mm-hmm. I have people who bring their to-go bags ready for it, right?
Oh my God, there are, I can't name names, okay? But I can just say that every year I make extra. I get a turkey and then a turkey breast.
Okay.
Just so people can have stuff to bring home for a sandwich. But there are certain individuals who think they can take, like, I'm looking at their to-go bag and it's like the whole dinner.
They're getting their week's meal. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like you can have a sandwich maybe two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's be a
little courteous for everybody else. Yeah. You should not prepare yourself mentally walking into the door that you're going to take a to-go bag. Now, the host or the hostess should present that to you. You shouldn't automatically assume, hey, I need a week's worth of groceries. Can I get these meals planned? But you don't want to put that on the host. So don't assume that you can take all this food home with you. And going back to bringing food, you don't know what people's allergies are. So I always use that as an excuse for I'm like, well, you know what? I think such and such has this type of allergy.
They're allergic to pumpkin pie.
Yeah, everything, right? Is it gluten free? Now, you can bring all those different excuses up, right?
And that will prevent people. That's what I like to do.
Bring alcohol.
That's the key.
I recommend the pomegranate mimosa.
Perfect.
It's just your typical mimosa, and you can add poma liqueur,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
just a little floating on the top, and then float some pomegranate seeds.
Right.
Very good.
Done.
Akilah Easter is here. We are talking about how to best handle the holidays, equitable for everybody. Akilah, your website again is
Akilah CT. That's my first and middle name, so it's AKILAHSITI.com.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. We'll continue this discussion if you have any questions or comments. 312-981-7200 gets that done. You can text us there or you can call us there. This is WGN.
All right, manners are important. I will tell you that.
Thank you for saying that, Wendy.
You're more than welcome, Bill.
So polite.
I just sent you a fruit basket.
I hate fruit baskets.
You're welcome.
But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Akilah Easter in the studio, lifestyle expert and etiquette coach. What about the fruitcake and the fruit baskets, the fruit of the month club?
Gross. If you would not eat it or have it in your home, why would you give it to somebody else? Now, if you have those are your favorites, okay, offer that to them. But there's more elegant ones where you can get, you can kind of do an a la carte where you can put different things in there versus just getting the big one that's already packaged. Maybe you can create your own in a sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gift baskets are pretty fun to make for a hostess gift.
Yes.
They really are. I have some family friends who are Italian and love pasta, so put together some
personalized
pasta, mm-hmm. some sauce, some jardiniere, some pepperoni, and great fontina cheese. That to me is
right. Because I don't want to come back to your house 6 months later and you see that you still have it. You haven't opened it. So you want to personalize it to where somebody will actually use the
stuff.
Don't just get something generic.
What about the seating arrangement? A lot of times at Thanksgiving, a dinner table that usually holds four or six all of a sudden has 35 people at it. How do you decide who sits where?
The important people. No, I'm just kidding.
right.
You want to probably create a kids table. So separate the kids and have, because you're probably going to have adult conversations at the larger table.
I prefer the kids table for just that reason.
Over here.
The kids are more honest. Their conversation is truer than the adults
filter.
A lot of times.
No filter.
Now, here's a story. This happened to me years ago, and I probably should let it go because I just
you obviously have it.
All right.
Yeah.
My wife
Bill
and I
holds
got,
grudges. I will
grudge.
Tell you.
My wife and I got our own place, and we had Thanksgiving at our place for the first time, so all the family was invited. And her dad decided, because he's the patriarch of the family, that he should sit at the head of the table.
Uh-oh.
But my argument was...
Aren't there two heads?
There was, but it should have been, in my opinion, my wife and I, since it was our house.
Right.
But he explained to me that he's been the father of the family for a long time, that he would be sitting at the head of the table. Who should have sat at the head of the table?
You should have, Bill.
I thought so,
and then
too.
Your wife sits to the right of
yes,
you.
Yes, and he should sit outside, right?
No.
He should sit on the lawn.
He would probably sit on the left.
But now, wait a minute.
We'll talk about that.
You said Bill should sit at the... There are two heads to the table, because mm-hmm. this is how it happens at our house.
Yes.
Terry shouldn't sit on the other head of the table.
How come?
Because she's
sense.
Getting... She should sit near you, and she's up and getting stuff and running to and from the kitchen.
Her head side of the table, though, was the one adjacent to the kitchen, close enough to where she could bop in and out. out if she needed to.
Well, she would have actually been to the right of you. So it would have been Bill at the head, and then the next most important person goes to the right of the person.
Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Yeah.
So you're saying she shouldn't have sat at the head.
Right, she shouldn't have been at the opposite end.
Oh, mm-hmm. It should have been myself
and then
your dad.
Your wife to your right.
Not my father-in-law. Father-in-law, yeah.
And so you could have given him some pleasure. Like, look, we have two heads at the table.
I do that with my father-in-law. I'm like, okay, Jim, you get one head of the table. Papa, you get the other. Because who cares? I don't even sit sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm always forgetting the corn around that's in the microwave that I forgot to press start, or the rolls are burning.
Oh, interesting.
Forget to eat as the host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you had a question you wanted to ask Kevin, our producer.
I was just wondering if you chose Hypnotize for your wedding.
No. We ended up moving on. We did September, I believe, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
The last time Akilah
was
here.
Oh, I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Sorry.
Did you get hypnotized at your wedding? I don't remember that.
He wanted
that to
come out to a rap song, so we were discussing that.
The last time you were here, you were deciding what was appropriate entrance music for the wedding, and it was a fantastic wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, should we talk about it?
Was sure.
Who did you end up inviting? What was the were there any controversy?
Oh, Matt Bubala did not show up.
You know, I didn't even tell you guys this, I don't think, but he was very, very cool day of. He was texting me and giving me a hard time. Then he was just like, I'm just kidding this entire time. I wish you guys the best. Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
great.
Should
that's
Matt
great
Bubala sit at the head of the table at Thanksgiving?
Only at your house.
I don't think you should,
Why would
Wendy
you start that? Why would you start that?
And I will say, it was, everyone was, this was a really amazing wedding.
It was
hip. It was happening. Mm-hmm. It was personalized. Mm-hmm. They really did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
Sarah did.
Right. Her, yeah. And Biggie Smalls did come on later in the evening.
Later.
Just not the first. Yeah.
Exactly. You took my suggestion.
Something
right
for everybody. Something for everybody. Are there steadfast rules for re-gifting? I know a lot of people think that's the way to go. I have an extra gift. I need to buy somebody something. I'll just give them this.
Yeah, you have to make sure there's some degrees of separation, though. So you want to make sure that if that other friend comes into that friend's house, they don't want to see the gift. Like, I remember, did I give this to? Right. So you want to make sure there's maybe it's a coworker that you know that you won't have family or friends around. Maybe do that. But I would suggest you not doing a regift.
Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law gets so mad at me, but I'm bringing this up again.
Uh-oh.
I love the Phil Spector's Christmas record. It's all the girl groups on it. It's like a Christmas gift for you, Ronnie Spector.
Okay.
I loved it. Listened to it while putting the Christmas tree up all the time. I thought my sister-in-law will love this. She loves Motown and all the girl groups. Mm-hmm. So I went out to get it. Personally, I thought for sure this is one of the best gifts I thought about. And I gave it to her and she kind of was like, oh, great. Thank you so much. Next Christmas, my husband got that from her.
Oh,
and I'm like,
that's too
Ruh-roh.
Close. That's too close.
Well, she obviously forgot where she got it. But here's an idea that I to make this uneasy feeling go away.
Write the name of whoever gave you a crappy gift
with a post-it note.
Yes.
Just if you get something and you're not loving it,
store it.
Put a post-it note right on it saying who gave it to you, so then you don't intermingle and give it to the same family.
So we have to keep track for our regifting. Yeah, so you have to be well organized with that one. But yeah, she probably didn't remember that.
She
crazy
totally didn't remember.
She's like, what? What? What?
She goes, I thought Jim would like it, and I said he would because he listens to
right,
mine with me
every year.
Akilah, what about this? My mom came up with this, and now this is something we do, is every year at holiday time, we buy 3 or 4 extra generic gifts. Mm-hmm. We wrap them. We keep them under the tree in case somebody gives us a gift that we weren't expecting one from. Mm-hmm. We go, and we have something for
that's
you, too.
That's a great idea.
That's smart.
And we give them that Ronnie Spector compilation that Wendy was just talking about.
It's an awesome gift.
There you go, right? No, yeah, that's a great idea.
Your mom came up with that?
Yeah.
Because everybody feels included.
It has saved us on several occasions.
That
imagine
is the
if
worst
you were the only person who didn't get a gift. Everybody's like, yay!
Yeah.
And then,
but right? Like all of a sudden, a neighbor who you're friendly with, but you didn't think you were that friendly with, comes over and gives you something.
Ooh, yes.
It's what a great
idea.
Nice,
that's smart. I'm stealing that
you
one.
Don't have to be they don't have to be expensive gifts.
No,
10,
no, no,
15,
no.
20 bucks. Just
right
wrap it, keep it under. Have a blank name tag
right
so that
don't
you can write their name on
right
really quickly.
Like, boom, 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 real quick.
Right.
Yeah. And here, we were thinking about you, too.
Yeah. Isn't that a nice thing?
We have started, my sister's a retired attorney, but she volunteers at an animal shelter and at Brookfield Zoo, so she loves animals. We have started this thing maybe 5, 6 Thanksgivings ago where we play animal bingo. And my sister buys a bunch of these little goofy gifts, you know, some good, some not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so if politics come up, that's when you go, hey, it's time for
animal
bingo.
Yeah.
And it's
always
really
fun. Have something to switch the topic to. Yes, always have.
But don't let the animals be an elephant or a donkey, because that gets you right back into politics.
Like, I remember, and see, this is why I like the elephants, right? So, yeah, that's always good to have an alternative as the host. You want to be able to switch it quickly, whether it's a song that you put on quickly, like, do you guys remember this? Or maybe bring out family photos so people can remember.
That's a good one.
Everything's on Facebook now, but who still has their photo albums? I do. So pull out your photo albums, like, hey, remember this one? You know, you can, and that'll change the
mood. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Someone has just texted, Bill, I'm putting up a no politics conversation sign on my front door for Thanksgiving.
I think that's a viable option.
Okay. I don't think that's rude.
You know, people are going to want to challenge that. And as soon as they see that sign,
you're right. Tell them what not to do, and right. They're going to want to
exactly.
do it.
That's human nature. Right. Don't push the button. Okay.
Yeah. That's it, exactly. Akilah, it's always fun to talk to you. We learned so much.
Thanks, guys.
Again, give the website one more time for people who have any questions or comments for you.
Thanks, you guys. It's AkilahCT, AkilahSiti.com.
Beautiful.
Thanks,
if
guys.
We don't see you, have a great holiday season.
Oh, you guys as well.
Thank you so much. Happy
and
holidays.
We have, Wendy and I have gifts for you.
I was waiting for that.
Bill does.
We have very expensive gifts for you that we purchased.
I was expecting that.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.